Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's time to wrap up tonight's show with the 3-4-3.
3-4-3.
Three local stories, four headlines from around the world, and three things that made you smile about the game.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9, The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. We've talked about the grassroots all the way up to the first team with Atlanta United, but the way that we wrap things up on AST is we go around the world in the 3-4-3. It's three local stories. It's four headlines from anywhere on the planet and three things that make me smile about this game. And it is brought to you, as always, by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. Start on the local side. Number one, we'll go over to Athens. UGA's women's soccer team moved up to number 17 in the national rankings after a week with SEC wins over Kentucky and then on the road at Ole Miss. Following a career-best performance at Ole Miss, UGA freshman forward Haley Gordon was named the SEC Conference Co-Freshman of the Week. She's a member of the Mexican U-20 national team, competed with them in the 2024 FIFA U-20 Women's World Cup, led them to the 2023 CONCACAF U-20 Women's Championship, scoring two goals in the group stage, also played in the U-17 Women's World Cup for Mexico. She's from Las Vegas, Nevada, and she is a powerhouse for the University of Georgia right now. Number two, we'll come back to Atlanta and we'll go to Emory. Their undefeated women's team won tonight 3-0 over Oglethorpe. Those two teams were both undefeated going into the match, two of the nine undefeated teams at the D3 level nationally. Junior Caitlin Nimmer scored twice in the win. It was level at halftime, even though Emory was out shooting Oglethorpe by a wide margin. The Stormy Petrels were holding on against a really good team that was in the Final Four last year. Emory ended up breaking it open in the second half. Oglethorpe's first loss of the season. Emory is ranked number two in the country in D3. And in our third story on the local side, Emory's men. They are also undefeated. They are also ranked number two in the country, tied for the highest ranking they have ever had in program history. And they go back to 1958. They won two on the road over the weekend in Arkansas, beating Hendricks on Sunday after beating the University of the Ozarks on Saturday. They'll be back in action at Piedmont tomorrow night before hosting Swanee on Saturday afternoon on campus at Emory. Let's go to headlines from all over the world. We got four of them. Number one is Wrexham. Nathan Broadhead, he inspired Wrexham to a 2-0 win over Reading, one division below Wrexham. That takes Wrexham into the fourth round of the League Cup in England for the first time since 1978. Reading has been a team that has pulled off upsets against second division opposition quite a bit. They couldn't get it done this time around. They beat Portsmouth to get to this stage. But Wrexham showed their superiority. Broadhead able to net a devastating brace, two goals in this one for him. That secures their spot in the next round. it's maybe been a little bit of an eye-opening season for Wrexham as they were able to invest and create an infrastructure and look, bring in talent, because you spend money, you're going to have a better roster, you're going to have a better team. They were able to do that to get out of the non-league section. They were able to do that to get out of the fourth division. They were able to do that to get out of the third division. They've kind of been spending at, you know, like a lesser second division scale in some of those lower leagues because they didn't need to spend more. You're kind of where you should be right now. Can they push through this level and get to the Premier League? It's not going to be easy. I don't think it's going to happen this year. I do think it'll happen. I think they're going to be able to get themselves into the Premier League. It'll be an amazing story. It's just what we've seen that ownership group led by Ryan Reynolds and Rob Mack have done. It's incredible. You're going to have some bumps in the road this year. However, a League Cup run could be really interesting for Wrexham because you get into one-off situations in cup play, anything can happen. Number two, let's stay in cup play, but let's go down to Italy here. Christian Pulisic, he scored the 60th goal of his career in Europe to help Milan beat 10-man Lecce 3-0. That was earlier today. Milan will advance to the Coppa Italia round of 16. Sergio Jimenez and Christopher Nkunku also added goals for Milan. They are going to chase this trophy pretty hard. I do think they're in the mix when it comes to the Serie A crown because you've got teams that they're going to be battling with that are playing in Europe, whereas Milan is not. They will play Lazio next. Lazio lost in the Rome derby to Roma over the weekend. Didn't look great in doing it. They haven't looked great so far this season. Lazio was one of the top eight seeded teams to get into the round of 16. They were given byes in the opening two rounds. So a big opportunity for Milan and Christian Pulisic going forward. Number three, let's go to South America. Santiago Solari, he scored late in the second half earlier this evening. Racing Club defeated Vélez Sarsfield 1-0, 2-0 on aggregate. Racing goes to their first Copa Libertadores semifinal since 1997. Our old friend Santiago Sosa has been a key player for Racing, playing as a center back with them. You remember him here playing in the holding midfield. With Racing, he's playing in that middle center back role of a three center back alignment. But tonight, it was Solari, the 27-year-old. He scored the game winner on the evening in the 82nd minute. So it was a very touch-and-go kind of night for Racing. They ended up getting their way through. They're going to play the winner of the series between Flamengo and Estudiantes. Second leg of that will be on Thursday. The Brazilians, they've won the Copa Libertadores three times. They have a 2-1 lead over Estudiantes, but Estudiantes will host the second leg. Now, Gonzalo Plata was originally going to be suspended for that second leg after a horrible second yellow card. Should never have been given in the first leg. That has been overturned by CONMEBOL, so he will be eligible to play. Also on Thursday, Liga de Quito, they will try to hold on to their 2-0 lead over Sao Paulo. They got to go to Brazil to try to do that. We'll see if an Ecuadorian side can get to the semifinals. Tomorrow, Palmeiras, they will host River Plate. Palmeiras 1-2-1 in the first leg in Buenos Aires. So River has to go to Brazil and try to overturn that deficit. It will not be easy for them to do this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Number four on the headlines, we'll go back to England and we'll go to London and Enzo Maresca and Chelsea. Enzo, he admitted that there were some angry words at halftime, is how it was said. Chelsea rallied from a goal down to beat Lincoln City, the Imps, 2-1. They avoid a Carabao Cup giant killing. Lincoln is third in the third division. Chelsea is nowhere near the third division, as you know. Lincoln took, I mean, deservedly, they were the better team in the first half. They took a 42nd minute lead. Enzo Fernandez with a giveaway. Ryan Street scored the goal. Chelsea is gonna hit a wall. And this is something that I've been talking about a lot this week. We saw PSG lose their first game of the league season yesterday to Marseille. We've seen some other performances. Chelsea lost to Manchester United over the weekend. Chelsea went deep in the Club World Cup, as did PSG. Their rhythm and their usual ups and downs of building fitness and those sorts of things, they're always thrown off early when you start to get into European play. And now you have two more rounds of European play at the Champions League level than you used to. But the teams that went deep in the Club World Cup, PSG, for example, they got to the final as did Chelsea. They then gave their players time off. They came back like a week before the UEFA Super Cup. I think Chelsea came back 2 weeks before their opener. So everything is thrown off. You're going to have these moments where in the past we've seen teams have a dip. You know, maybe they get tired, the legs get heavy, whatever. I think with these teams that made those runs in the Club World Cup and these teams that are playing in Europe and in England, you're playing in the League Cup as well, in addition to your FA Cup and your league play, you're going to hit these little walls through the season. It's how you get through it on the other side. Maybe this bad first half and Enzo Maresca going off on them, maybe that helped get them through this. And we'll see what Chelsea looks like on the weekend. Chelsea struck twice in 5 minutes after the break. Tyreek George got one. Then Facundo Buenanotte got the second one. Maresca said, yeah, there was some tactical tweaks as well. But he said he got into his players a little bit. He was asked if he did. And he said, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And he talked about how when you have players who have played at the highest of levels and you get into a game like this against a third division team, it's different. Some of these guys have never played teams like this. He said he asked them, and it's just, it's a different kind of game. He said it's not the same game because the desire is double from them. We struggled a bit in the first half, but we were much better in the second half. We won the game. If the next game is against a League One or League Two team away, for sure this experience will be good for the next one. It's just a different game. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be teams trying to play you straight up. It's going to be teams that will sit back, defend, park a bus, park a second bus, slash tires, do whatever it takes to try to get out of it. And if you've only played against top-level competition that tries to play you straight up, it's tough. It's really tough to adjust. Chelsea struggled with that for 45 minutes. They figured it out in the second 45, and they move on to the next round of the Carabao Cup. All right, let's end this like we always do. Three things that make me smile about this game that I love so much. Number one, made me smile when I saw South Downtown's social media accounts today with a tease about a new tenant announcement coming soon that there's some soccer highlights in it. And it's very cool to see whatever this is. And I would assume you might want to turn your notifications on. Very cool to see another soccer element coming into the downtown area. I mean, we got World Cup coming next year, but another soccer element coming into the South Downtown footprint. Be on the lookout for that. Turn your notifications on wherever you are following them. Instagram is a great spot if you want to learn about what's going on in South Downtown. Number two on things that make me smile, I got to bring up Didi Cibrian again. 15 years old, playing in the holding midfield for Atlanta United 2. A player who I had seen before, and he was very good. But I think players in that kind of position, holding midfielders, which I love. If you've ever listened to me ramble on soccer down here, we do have a holding midfielders appreciation society when it comes to that, because they don't always get enough love. I mean, everybody flew off the handle last year when Rodri won the Ballon d'Or. People are flying off the handle about the Ballon d'Or right now, which is hilarious because they didn't react this way when the announcement came out. Now it's like processed anger and performative stuff that is happening. Pat Beverly would be impressed. It's holding midfielders, just stats don't show up for them. They're not going to have a lot of goals. They're not going to have a lot of assists. It's very easy to miss their impact on the game. If you're talking about them a lot, usually it's for bad reasons. Didi Cibrian is somebody that, as I've seen him play consistently for a while now with Atlanta United too, I just enjoy his game and I appreciate him more and more every time that I see him play because I have a better sense of who he is and what he does with this team. He's such a good connector. And Jose Silva talked about this. You'll be able to hear it on our pregame for Atlanta United 2 tomorrow night. You need, in a team where you want players to be afraid and unafraid to make mistakes, you don't want them to play with fear. You want them to be unafraid to make mistakes, try stuff, run at people, try to make that difficult pass, try to make that difficult dribble, play freely. You need some players in a team to make that work who are selfless, who do all the other things to make it all connect. Didi Cibrian is one of those guys. He wins the ball back. He connects the dots with his passes. He's always smart positionally. And he's 15 years old. He could, by the time he breaks into the first team, and by the time that he becomes a full professional, he could have 50, 60, 70 games playing at a professional level before he signs his first contract or before he sets foot in Mercedes-Benz Stadium with the first team. It's amazing, and that's why you have Atlanta United too. That's why tomorrow night so important, 7:30 kick against Chattanooga on in Kennesaw at Fifth Third Stadium. You can listen on the SDH network. Number three on things that make me smile to wrap this edition up. I talked about it earlier, the event down in McDonough tonight, and I think one of the other reasons that it makes me smile so much about this event, this was a facility that was sitting and not being used. The space was not being used, and it's for a horrible reason. During the segregation era, this was pre that. It was a swimming pool that kids in the community used. When everything had to be desegregated, instead of having this public pool be desegregated, it was filled in with concrete. And it took away a space that was a meeting area, a place for fun, and a place for the youth of the community to come together. That was taken away from them. And it's really amazing that now soccer is going to be able to reclaim that space for good and the way it should be and the way it should have been, at least the way that it's going to be now. So it means a lot to have any role in that and to see that and to see kids of all different nationalities and ethnic backgrounds and places of origin and gender and all of it play soccer tonight together in McDonough on this field that Atlanta United and the Southern Crescent Soccer Foundation helped put together and build. Just so cool. I'm so lucky to get to do this. I'm so lucky that you guys listen. I'm so lucky that 92.9 The Game gives us a platform to talk soccer each and every week. We'll be back next week to do it all again next Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Adios, everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.